The National Institutes of Health says that overall, approximately 200,000 horses are abandoned across the country each year. In March of this year, more than 400 horses were rescued in eastern Oregon after a major wildfire late last year wiped out 175,000 acres from their habitat. My next guests facilitate a sanctuary in Ashland for the abandoned, neglected, and abused horses and donkeys. Peter McCarville is the board president for the Equimore Foundation. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you.
And Jan Stover is vice president of the board. Welcome, Jan.
Thank you very much.
So, Peter, to be quite honest with you, I had no idea of the magnitude of the problem with abandoned horses. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the Equimore Foundation.
You know, we hear that a lot, that people don't realize just the need that there is out there for abandoned, abused, and neglected horses. And you're right to point out that there are hundreds of thousands of horses that that are unwanted. The Equimore Foundation has been in Ashland since 1991, and we have 57 horses right now and two donkeys.
And two donkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give me a sense of what happens at the Equimore Foundation or the Equimore Sanctuary, I
guess. Sanctuary, yeah. So we take on horses that have no alternatives for their care.
Okay.
We get calls every single day with people looking for placement for their horses, horses that they are either no longer able to take care of or don't have the capacity or know how to take care of their horses anymore.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Jan, you're vice president of the board. Tell me about your role and what do you do?
Well, Peter and I are both volunteers, first off. The board membership came a little bit later, but what we do is show up once or twice a week and help out with maintaining the facility for the horses, whether that's cleaning out the stalls, cleaning out the water troughs, helping to sift through minerals that they need, things of that nature. There's also one day a week where certain volunteers can groom the horses and really have hands-on touch with them. So Linda Davis is the executive director, and she's been running this program, this foundation, since 91, and we've just got to a point, I think, I've been there 4 years now, but it has just come along to where every horse has his needs met. They get food, they get shelter, they get veterinary care, and they have acres and acres to run on. We have probably 60 acres between what we actually own as Equimore and what the neighbors allow us to rent or borrow from them. So I'd say these are very happy horses, and it's mm-hmm. just a pleasure to be around them and to have some of that time with them.
So 60 acres out in Ashland, where about?
You know, just between the South Ashland exit and Immigrant Lake, just halfway between there, you'll find us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And people can come out?
Yeah, we love to give tours. It's so important that people know that we're there, and I cannot tell you how often we hear that people are totally surprised to hear about the presence of the sanctuary and the work that we do. So it's kind of, you know, Ashland's full of hidden gems like that, and I believe that we're one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. We do give tours. It is a working facility, right? We have a lot of animals to take care of, but we do love to give tours. So please just call ahead, and you can come and meet all of our residents.
So when you say there are a lot of animals, you said there are 57 horses and two donkeys.
Yes.
Now, are there other animals?
You know, we specifically focus on equines, but we do have cats and dogs, and we have foxes that visit and raccoons too, and we try to take care of everybody.
Do people ride the horses?
We do not have a riding program. Our horses, if there is riding that goes on, it is for training purposes only, on learning how to be around the animals.
Okay. So tell me, how did you get involved in all of this? Give me a sense mm-hmm. of, let's go back to your childhood? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in England, and a tiny little funny story about me. I started taking horse riding lessons when I was 4 years old, but I had to stop. I was falling asleep on the horse. It was so comforting and relaxing and falling off.
That's amazing. I can't imagine.
So it's always been a dream of mine, and I've always talked about being around the horses, and I knew I would be someday. I mentioned it to a friend in town that that's something I've always wanted to do, and she said, oh, well, you should go out to the sanctuary. So that was about 10 years ago, and I've been involved off and on ever since.
Okay, so from 4 years old and falling asleep on a on a horse to Ashland in this sanctuary, yeah. There's some journey in between. Give me a sense of what that is.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I will say that it's always just been something I've dreamt about. When I got involved with Equimore, that was really when I got to learn what it's actually like to handle a horse and to be around horses in a way that's beneficial to them. Mm-hmm. And everything that I have learned or know about horses, I know from Linda Davis, the executive director and founder.
But you grew up in England. Where in England?
The Northeast, in County Durham.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what brought you to the United States?
You know, my mom met an American, and it is your classic love story. And before you knew it, we moved here.
And here you are.
And here we are. Yep.
So, Jan, what's your story?
Similar.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Walnut Creek, California, the Bay Area. I had just an innate love for horses from the time I was small. My grandparents had two Shetland ponies on their property, which was just a dream for me, but that didn't last too many years. And then all I could do was take little trail rides, but I always wanted to be around horses. So fast forward to when I worked in healthcare for 35 years, I retired and I moved up here. And I'd already heard about Equimore from friends that lived up here, and I was already a donor because you can get online, you know, www. Equimore Foundation, is that correct? Yes. And so
EquimoreFoundation.org?
.org, yes. Okay. Need to throw that in. But yeah, so I was kind of sponsoring that way. I was giving them money every month. And when I finally moved up here, I went, called, and got a tour. That's where I met Peter. And he was delightful. He introduced me to all the horses. He told me how to be safe walking through the barn. And he said, you know, at that time, there was a volunteer program where they were looking for more people at that time. So I signed up, and I started showing up. Once, I think they required 8 hours a week at that point, you know, so I would come a couple days and do a half day. Just being around the horses, whether they were, you know, right next to them is quite a feeling, of course, you know, touching them, the whole thing just relaxed me. And there's something about their energy that's just very calming. But even when they're out in the field, just being in the barn, the smell of the hay, the smell of everything, it worked for me. So that's where I like to spend my time.
If I may, Jen brings up an excellent point about our sponsorship program. So just to give you a little bit of a background, about 37% of our horses come from seizures and surrenders through the Sheriff's Department for criminal abuse and neglect. But the Sheriff's Department has no way to care for these animals, nor the expertise that it would take to provide a lifetime of care. So when we do take on an animal, when we do take on a horse, we are committing to a lifetime of their care, which is what their previous owners or their previous experience was not able to do for them. So our sponsorship program, people can actually come for a visit, and any horse that, you know, kind of speaks to them or that they're inspired by, or they can start contributing directly to that horse. And recently, we have 17 of our horses that are fully sponsored, 36 of them are partially sponsored, and we still have 6 remaining that don't have sponsors yet. But those sponsorships can be a sponsorship team, too. So, you know, if you can give $5, $10, $15, $50, or, you know, the $400 a month that it takes for each individual horse, that is a way that you can contribute. So,
my guests are Peter McCarville, Board President for the Equimore Foundation, and Jan Stover, Vice President of the Board at the Equimore Foundation. Now, the people that sponsor these horses, mm-hmm. how long do horses typically live? What's their lifespan?
That's a great question. With good care, horses live into their 30s. The oldest horse that we had at Equimore was named Red Cloud, and he lived to be 42 years old, which is pretty... That's an old horse.
Yeah.
Most of them are between 20 and 30 years old right now.
Okay, they've got quite a while to go.
And people sometimes drop out of sponsorship. I mean, they might move away or they might run into situations where they don't feel they can spare that money. But it's always open. You know, we mostly have partial sponsors of horses. And but everybody gets the care, no matter. Even if we have three horses, well, there's six horses that don't have any sponsorship right now, but that doesn't mean they're not getting everything they need.
It's just a
way to kind of pin something there to say this many of our animals have people that are, you know.
I don't have any horses. I have kids, and I know they're expensive.
They are.
What's the cost for taking care of these horses?
At $450 a month.
Yeah.
For each of the horses with 57. So our
Wait, did you say $450 per horse?
Per horse per month. So our annual budget.
57 horses and two donkeys.
Mm-hmm. So we estimate our annual budget's about $415,000 right now. Okay. And it all comes from most of it's sponsorship.
Which I think is a miracle.
Right?
We don't receive any government funding, but we do assist with the sheriff's department. And so just to consider that all of this money comes from our donors is just, I think it's a miracle.
There's a few grants. Just a few grants that Linda's able to get. But, you know, every year she's got to make it work, and it's worked for all these years.
Well, one of the things I read was that there are hundreds of horses every year, literally thousands of them all over the country, that are in need. Mm-hmm. And so this is not something that is stagnant. There are people trying to find places for horses like yours all the time. Can you take in more?
Every single day we get calls, and it's we do everything that we can. But you're right; the need is so great, and so we meet those needs the very best that we can. But when you consider what the need is, it's sometimes overwhelming.
Are you networked with others that where you can, if you can't take in a horse? Can you direct them to someone
else? We have actually we've received horses from other sanctuaries or donkeys.
So they're directing them to you,
right?
Yes, as best they can. Another part of our organization that I'd love to point out is the Oregon Hay Bank. Mm. It started with Equimore, and that's another place that people can contribute to the direct cost of hay. The idea being that for responsible horse owners, we can actually provide assistance if they're having a hard time financially already taking care of the horses that they have. We can help with veterinary bills and food as well.
Rather than give up their horse.
Mm-hmm. For responsible owners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have about a minute, maybe 90 seconds left. Describe a typical day at the Equimore Sanctuary.
Oh, well, all the stalls get cleaned first thing in the morning, and then about 9 o'clock all of the horses go out. And we like to say Equimore is a place where a horse can just be a horse. And if you could be out there and see the way that they all play and form their relationships, and it's really pretty spectacular. Then, you know, usually around the middle of the day, if there's any hoof care that needs to happen, we have trimmers come. We have veterinary care regularly. And then at about 2-3 o'clock, the horses, it's time to come in. And they all know it's time to come in. And it is just amazing to see them come down. They know where their stalls are. They know they just walk across the aisle. They know where to go. It's a little bit of a dance, and it's just wonderful.
Okay, so they're better than children because they're not.
If you
children
give
are
a horse,
all over the place.
They are, if you give horses a routine, they love it. And that's one of the best things that we can do for them. And it just calms them right down too. And of the mistreatment that they've had, that was their last day of neglect and abuse. And to see what a difference just consistent care makes is really also pretty miraculous.
Well, I'll have to have my kids come out and learn
how
to go to bed when they're supposed to go to bed. Here's how you do it.
Or they could just come for a visit.
Okay. I love what you all are doing. Thank you
so much for doing it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, what a pleasure.
My guests are Peter McCarville, Board President for the Equimore Foundation, and Jan Stover, Vice President of the Board at the Equimore Foundation. And they can find more out at equimorefoundation.org.